head coach of the West Holt track and field team, Coach Jeff Krause. And Coach, know you've been able to host districts for the past few years, and it's kind of nice to host that. And with that, you've had some really good track teams to complement hosting districts. And looks like six girls will be returning that were state qualifiers from last year, and seven boys. And so hopefully a very strong team again this year for you.
You know, obviously, as coaching at the end of the season, you kind of take a little break, and then you get right into thinking about the upcoming season. And just like you said, we got a nice nucleus of both returning girls and boys that have that state in Omaha experience under their belt. And, you know, that's always important to have that kind of experience. And then you gain that year, the knowing how things work and that, and you hope that's kind of propels you into the next year. And so, yeah, we're excited about getting the season rolling.
Well, pretty good performances last year at the state track and field meet, and some folks hopefully to improve and get a little bit better. Let's start off with the girls and tell us a little bit about maybe who's returning for you and maybe who you've gained on this year's girls track team.
So kind of you talked about those state qualifiers, Ainsley Gallion, Caitlin Kratz, Abby Davis, Pavin Larson, Taylor Wallnoffer, Maddie Davis. Those are kind of our core girls that qualified that are back. And of course, McKenna Shave, we had her on a relay and 300 hurdles, and she, with an injury in basketball season, we lost her for this year. But yeah, we've got a good group of girls, freshman girls out this year. They're filling in some voids that were left by the injuries that we have and the girls that departed through graduation. And we're still pretty excited about our prospects coming up. So we've got, like I said, we got some good young girls that are stepping up, and we look forward to seeing how they progress.
Well, now let's talk about the boys again. Had some really good relay teams last year, as well as some individual performances. And tell us about those folks.
Yeah, so kind of on the boys' side, we had a good 4x1 relay team down there. Lincoln Conrad is back. Andrew Renschler is back. Luke Klobinish, they were all on that 4x1. Lincoln, Andrew, Drake Nemitz were on a 4x4 that qualified. They're back. Caleb Davis made it into 300 hurdles last year. He's back. So again, we got a nice core of boys with that experience that are back. And then, like I said, again, we kind of filled in with some kids that we're excited again to see. Drew Martin's another one, state qualifier on the relay and the individual. So we're just, you know, hoping they gain from that experience. And the boys missed on a medal here and there, and kind of hope that hunger drives them for this year, and they kind of use that as a little motivation to be better this year.
Well, talk a little bit about what you've seen so far. Already have put an indoor meet under your belt, which is nice to do in case weather hasn't been the greatest. But so far, weather's not been too bad. And tell us what you saw out of both teams in that indoor meet that you participated in.
Yeah, so we went to Concordia in Seward last Friday and got that indoor meet. It was actually a beautiful day. We were kind of joking that, you know, it was so nice. Of course, you get down in Seward area and it's warmer and it's like always a little greener and all that this time of year. But anyway, it was a good meet. We said it was probably the best day to be outside. But so it's 200 meter track. It's a little hard on some of the stuff to gauge and judge, but we had a really solid performance. Both of our teams walked away as meet runner up. We put up some really good marks for early in the season, probably some of the best marks we've had this early in the season. But like you said, I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that this is the first time in I can't remember how many years the track team has actually been able to go outside for the first, you know, 2.5 weeks of season and not be stuck trying to figure out how to do practices in the gym and in the hallways.
Yeah, and that really, I think, has to not necessarily do with, like, your sprints or maybe your long-distance running, but mainly marks of where you need to be to start off on the field events and how to continue and end at the field events.
Yeah, exactly. You know, run throughs for long jumpers, triple jumpers. Pole vaulters are just a whole different beast on their own. They've got so many things that they're always, you know, on the inside, unless you're really lucky, having a facility to get up off the ground and indoors is always hard. And just even starting blocks, you know, practicing your block starts indoors is just a challenge. Because it just seems like as soon as you start getting up to speed, you got to shut it down because, you know, you're limited in space. And so being able to get outside and do a lot of that stuff outside and not be, you know, wearing three layers of clothes and gloves and hats and that kind of thing just makes a big difference. Like I said, I think our performances in the indoor kind of showed that, you know, hey, we're probably a little ahead of we have been normally or would be normally just because of the nice weather we've had to start.
Well, I did mention that you will be hosting districts again later in May. Tell us a little bit about your first outdoor meet, where that's going to be and when.
So we're scheduled to run actually in the Ainsworth Relays this Friday. So that'll be our first outdoor meet. And again, we're kind of, you know, checking that weather. It's typical of this time of year. The day before looks great, but we're, you know, that next day is a little change and weather front moving in. But I really hope that we can get that meet in because that's always a fun meet. Coaching standpoint, I can get a lot of different kids in a lot of events. And Ainsworth is really nice. You know, they leave it open, so we can add extra entries and allow us to do that. And then just the whole relay format of it, you know, everybody's, you know, their scores add up in the individual, you know, jumps and vaults and throws and just some different relays. You know, we got some sprinter type kids, maybe working with some distance kids on the same relay or mid distance kids and just a fun meet. So I'm hoping that weather can at least, you know, give us a little bit of a break and we can get that in.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you coming on, telling us about your team and wish you guys the best of luck as coaches as well as athletes in the upcoming track and field season.
Thanks, Cody. We really appreciate everything that KBRB does and your guys' coverage of the sport and look forward to seeing you at some track meets down the road.